From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two suicide bombings in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, on Monday killed at least 26 people, including 9 journalists. At least 50 other people were wounded, including 5 reporters. The Islamic State terrorist group said it carried out the attack, the deadliest ever assault on media workers in Afghanistan. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports violence is on the rise in the country.
The attacks come just a week after a blast at a voter registration center in the capital killed 60 people. In the wake of warnings by security officials that there is an increasing risk of attacks ahead of parliamentary elections in October. Taliban militants, fighting to restore their strict interpretation of Islamic law to Afghanistan, announced their usual spring offensive last week. And there has been heavy fighting in several areas of the country since.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle.
Iran lies.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying his country has new and conclusive proof that Iran has been hiding nuclear weapons activity in violation of the 2015 agreement limiting Iran's nuclear weapons development.
We've known for years that Iran had a secret nuclear weapons program called Project Ahmad. We can now prove that Project Ahmad was a comprehensive program to design, build, and test nuclear weapons. We can also prove that Iran is secretly storing Project Ahmad material to use at a time of its choice to develop nuclear weapons.
Netanyahu has long opposed the agreement, and President Trump has threatened to pull the U.S. out of the deal. This is VOA News. America.